The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for joining. As always, we appreciate you listening. Hello, Miss Julie D. Immel. How are you today, Jules?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much.
Good.
The weather is getting nicer. Spring is in the air. The clocks go forward, which I don't love because that always messes me up a little bit, but we'll be good. We'll just don't think about it and just move through it. I think the more you think about it, the more it becomes a problem. So
don't focus on it. That's a good plan.
Right, but the problem is losing sleep is never a good thing. So that I don't love, but we'll keep going. They did say that Canada passed a legislation where they know this is the last time they're changing the clocks. So, you know, they were talking about this on the Today Show today, and they were saying, you know, of course, it takes an act of Congress to get that. They did try it, I guess, in the 70s, but they say there's some good reason for it. I don't know. I don't care. At this point, we'll just keep doing because there's nothing we can do about it, so we have to move through it. So that's number one. So last night, Julie, I was at Alfredo's because once a month, usually on an average month, four friends of mine get together for dinner, and we go on usually a Thursday night. We go to Alfredo's. It's just become where we go. It's comfortable there. We love Kristen. If you ever go to Alfredo's and you want a great waitress, ask for Kristen. She's wonderful. And so we went, as we always do, and Sandy Pagnani, whose birthday was March 2nd, so happy birthday to my love, Sandy. Sandy Pagnani is probably, Julie, as you know her because you've met her coming to our Sabika parties, is one of the nicest, sweetest, kindest, most special ladies. I just love her to pieces. Her husband is Joe. People know Joe. He just retired recently. He's a great man. And they have Sandy owns City Limits Hair Salon in Clark Summit. And she's just an absolute doll. I love her. And we became friendly because we keep bringing this, but we talk about this when we get together. And we were saying how important and how friendships are formed. And Sandy, I was getting my nails done years and years ago where I used to go to TLC Nail Salon. And Karen used to do my nails. And she had these earrings in one day. And I said, Karen, I love those earrings. And she said, oh, they're Sabika. I said, what is that? And then she told me all about it. So I got in touch with Sandy. She got in touch with me, actually, because I called Sabika, and I sent an email, and I got in touch with her. And she called me, and we had these long conversations. And we started to connect by doing jewelry parties. So twice a year, I would do a jewelry party. Because at that time, they had two collections of Sabika that would come out. And what was nice about it is, in addition to the party, they also, the actual representatives, meaning Sandy, and the company would contribute 10% of whatever was sold back to a nonprofit. So I would, depending on where I worked at the time, I would give money back. So we did it to the Coleman Foundation, to the Cultural Center, and then when I started working for Hospice of the Sacred Heart, we started giving the money back to Hospice of the Sacred Heart. So every party we had, whether it was a book party or a full party, 10% of whatever was spent would go back to the Hospice of the Sacred Heart. So it was really a cool idea. And so I would get a bunch of my friends and get them hooked up and get them interested in buying the products. And as you know, Julie, because you've been at a few of them, we started doing it, and it's about, I'm going to say it's about 13 or 14 years ago that we started doing this. So Sandy and I became fast friends, and then Mary Jean Dixon and Mary Beth DeAndrea we all became sort of addicted to the jewels, and we love them, and they're collector's items, and we just love it. So anyway, I used to think years ago, my mother was a huge jewelry fan, huge. And I would think, Mom, what do you do with all? I mean, I love jewelry, but I was never crazy about it. And I thought to myself, how could you like all that? And I've turned into my mother, Julie. I've officially turned into my mother.
That's great.
Yeah, and I love it, and I love it. I love to give it as gifts, and I love it. And so anyway, we sat there yesterday, and Sabika has since stopped producing jewelry, so there's no more parties. There are people who do. The designers in Austria still do some work with local representatives who were major, they had wonderful, they were on the really high end of the sales situation with Sabika. And they now do this and then go on and they do an online show, and there's several of them who do it. So you can still get versions of it because the creators and the buyers in Austria, which is where they would come from, still work with some of these local ladies. And so we can still get it in certain ways. And it's really nice. It's still beautiful and lovely, but it's not the way that Sabika did it traditionally. There were many changes throughout the years. They brought out different what's the word I'm looking? Can't even think of the word today, Julie. Today, but different collections throughout the year, and they changed over the years, but they were beautiful. The stones, Swarovski crystals, they're gorgeous. The colors, lovely. I mean, some stuff was not my taste, but others I was right there for it. So we sat there yesterday, and we said, after all of this, hear this union. Now, I always knew Mary Jean and I met way back in 1980 when I started working at Third National Bank, and Mary Beth and I knew each other. We were trying to figure out last night, when did we meet? And I don't even know which organization or how we met, but Mary Beth and I became fast friends. And so the four of us now are very, very dear friends. And I said, look at this. This union, this get-together, is all because you sold jewelry, Sandy. And she's like, I know, can you imagine? I said, this is how things work. Like, the commonality in different, whatever it is, brings you to people. And then the relationships that are formed is beautiful. So we sat there discussing jewelry and our love for it and our, you know, semi-addictions to it and, you know, the different companies that I now deal with and I go to and that I had on and a piece of jewelry that I bought Sandy for her birthday and all these different things and how you get together and how what I find most important is that you can sell things without even knowing. You can become that person who really, really looks at what you have and what you can sell it for and what people who love it and how it works, how those influencing conversations you have about a product, Julie, just in general, and it becomes something that everyone's interested in. And I love how that whole idea works. So, and that's sort of what I do with things, and I love that. I love to pay attention to how the influences work with people. And certainly it has worked here. We miss the parties, but we still get together. Yeah. And I just think the power of relationships and the commonality that you have with someone about it could be just one thing, and it brings you together. And so we sat there just sort of in awe of how these things happen and how life happens and how friendships form and what goes on and how you have to nurture relationships, whether it's your business or it's your friendships or it's your family, that you have to put the work into it to make it right, to make it grow, to make it prosper, to just keep it going. And I love that we do this, and we sat there laughing. We got up, and this nice couple was behind us, and I got up. I said, hopefully they didn't bother you with all our chatting and blah, blah, blah. He said, absolutely not. He said, if you were sitting there and I didn't hear you guys, I would wonder what was wrong. So good for you. And so we had a lot of fun and just, big deal. And who was in Alfredo's when I got there was PNC's president, Mr. Pete Danchek, who I absolutely love. And yesterday was his birthday. So happy belated to Pete Danchek. He's one of the nicest, speaking about Sandy on the kindest end. Pete is the absolute epitome of a gentleman. He's the kindest. He's smart. He's kind. He's gracious. He's community oriented. He's a family guy. His mom just passed. She was 93 years old a few months ago. And he would meet her in the morning. Every morning that he was here, he would be there with her in the morning. And just he loved her. And she was an Italian woman who cooked well. And I said, I bet you miss all that. He said, I do. My sister can do a lot of the same, but my mom, of course you miss that when you don't get that wonderful homemade cooking. But so happy birthday to Pete. Happy birthday to Sandy. And anyone else out there celebrating, happy birthday to you too. But it's just so good, Julie, to be around friends and to just to have that bond. I just love it. But I'm just talking about this today because when Julie and I were talking, she said, that's good to talk about because friendships take work, just like anything else that you need to grow. Friendships take it. So remember your friends and call and make a date. Go out, be with them, and be part of their lives because that's what it's all about. And friends are, as I always say, friends are, I heard this once and I use it all the time, friends are our family of choice. And I love that we get the, you know, that I'm so blessed to have wonderful friends, and I'm just thrilled about the being able to keep that going and to nurture them. Because, you know, Julie, without nurturing anything, you and I were talking about our pets. I mean, it takes attention, it takes the time, and it takes thinking and making sure you're proactive in being part of their lives. So we look forward to that and continued friendships and continued growth and work on them because it's important. They don't just happen. They take time and it's important. My opinion. What about yours?
Yeah, I agree with you. And sometimes it's just one thing that you have in common with somebody that you realize you click. And for you guys
yep.
in the group there, it was jewelry, which of course, you know, that's a good topic for me too. I have always loved jewelry, and my grandfather, I've mentioned this before, was a jeweler in the
right.
area. So I grew up learning about all the different gemstones. I'd come over with a pocket full of diamonds. He was real... real informal about that. Like, I guess, you know, reach into his pocket. Well, first of all, you hear him coming. Jingling, and he also likes to whistle. And so you can hear him coming. And then he'd come in, and, you know, he'd reach into his pocket, and his palm would be full of, you know, rubies and diamonds and emeralds and all these beautiful stones that he was going to create, you know, lovely pieces with. Yeah, he would design his own pieces, and we got to see the stones in their, you know, in their raw form, and then after they were placed into a ring or set into a pendant or earrings, you know, whatever it was.
Ah.
And right, and they were all one-of-a-kind pieces and gorgeous, and, you know, that's an art form. And
of course.
I can certainly appreciate that, but people bond over cooking or books or kids, you know, pets. There's so many different things, whatever your interest is. And you're right, friends are super important because especially
the
as
truth.
We get older, we need, you know, more people to lean on, that support system, whether, you know, emotional or physical, like, hey, I need a ride somewhere at night. You know, all of that. I'm glad you brought that up because
yeah,
it's good to remind everybody, you know, call a friend today. Even if it's been a while.
Okay. Yes. And
Send
I
him a
just got a
text.
call from a friend. Yeah, I got a call from a friend yesterday. I haven't talked to him, and he left me a beautiful message, and I get back to him today, and I love that. But Julie, I just have to tell you, as we close out for this segment, I would love to meet a guy with a pocket full of diamonds, just so you know. So anyway, we will be, if you know any, send them my way. Anyway, we will be right back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, tell them what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you, Jewel. And Jewel, I want to talk a little bit about this past weekend, Saturday, at the 28th of February. We had a very sad day in the sense that it was a memorial service, but a beautiful one nonetheless. My dear friend, Mr. John K. Peterson, he passed away on the 7th of February. He was the husband of Deb Peterson, who's one of my best friends, and Deb is the queen of the Cultural Center, otherwise known as the executive director of the Scranton Cultural Center. And John, we were very close to. Meyer and I spent a lot of time with John, and as I do with Deb, and it was a very sad situation for John a while back. And so his memorial service was this past Saturday at the Scranton Cultural Center. And I have to say it was one of the most beautiful services. Tim Norton was the pastor who did the service. And there were several of us who spoke. And my son, Tommy, sang Ave Maria, and he and Mary Schiller performed All I Ask of You from Phantom of the Opera. Doug Smith and Kenny McGraw on piano, Doug on bass, and Tommy Hamilton on flute and sax performed. It was in the ballroom of the Cultural Center with the new drape as the backdrop. My sister Barbara did all of the decorating up front, the table when you walked in, the table in with John, for John with his urn and pictures, and it was just absolutely beautiful. The Cultural Center did a wonderful job, but it was such a beautiful, beautiful morning. Just to hear people speak of John and the wonderful guy that he was, very talented, smart. He was a respiratory therapist and just a very talented guy, smart guy, knew his job inside and out and was well respected in the field. And just people just, they just loved him. He, as I said, he and I did not agree in our political views. So we would get into it, but he knew, as I said, he knew enough to stop when two Irish strong-willed women who are raging Democrats would get after him. He knew enough to stop talking, Jewel, and stop putting his beliefs out there. But he was a wonderful guy. And I have to say, Deb did a wonderful job, because it's not easy to be the person who loses a loved one, and she was just gracious and kind, and it was a beautiful, beautiful morning. So I just want to say the work of the Cultural Center, Kevin Carney was the funeral director, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful morning. I just can't even say enough about it. But the tribute to John was beautiful, and just want to say that Godspeed, John Peterson. And Deb, if you see her or you think about her or you didn't know about it, please give her a call. I'm sure she would love to hear from you. She's hearing from so many people, and it's just a sad, sad time for her. And after everything is over, Julie, as you know, is always the worst part because you're so caught up in the moment of planning and doing, and you kind of put sometimes grief on the back shelf a little, and then all of a sudden it comes roaring back. And it never changes, no matter who passes, which loved one in our lives. But it's just, we just, you know, have to think about people. So if you're hearing this and you didn't know, please give Deb a call or send her a note. She'd love to hear from you. But she was so wonderful that morning, and I just can't say enough about what a great ceremony and beautiful morning it was, and a fine, fine tribute to Mr. John K. Peterson. So rest in peace and Godspeed, my friend. So that was our Saturday, Jules, filled with seeing a lot of people, and it was a beautiful, beautiful day. So I know you know Deb well, and you know John had the last year and a half has been tough for him, but he did it with grace, and Deb was wonderful too. So our hearts are with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I feel so bad, and this takes time, you know?
Yes.
So I am thinking of Deb. We're thinking of you every day.
Yes. And you know, Jewel, another...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I interrupted. No, go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, as you were talking about friendship in the first segment, and you know, this is one of those times you really do need the friends more than ever, right? So
yes, yeah, it's so important. This is it. That's the glue that holds it together. Friendship. So that's. Again, we're asking, call upon everyone to do that, and that's people step up. So thank you for all of that. And, you know, Joe, I want to talk about, too, I had my appointment, my annual checkup I go to Dr. Linda Thomas at the Wright Center, and I was up in German this last Thursday night. And I have to say, Julie, I walk in there, the parking lot is packed. I had a late appointment, 5:30, which is like I love. And it was the parking lot packed with I assume patients and employees and everything else. And I left there at about, I'm going to say 5 to 7, because Linda and I, you know, we catch up as well as getting my exam and going through everything you have to go through and going over things. And so I left about 10 to 7. And there were still people leaving and coming in and out. But I thought, wow, it's 10 to 7 at night. The parking lot was nowhere near as crowded when I pulled in. But nonetheless, that was 5:25, I think, when I rolled in. And I just wonder, and I marvel at that kind of work, because you know, so often you go to doctors' offices and they're like, "Oh, we're out of here at 3:00. We're this, we're that." I know the Wright Center is a different format altogether, but I just have to say we are very fortunate to have that type of service here. Of course, I was in the German location. I've never been in Scranton or any other one, but I have to say that it really made me stop and think about the hours that people put in this place and the service that they have for so many different things. Just the kindness of the people from walking in to, because you can check in. And I said to this woman who was sitting there, I said, as a patient, I said, do I have to go through this? She said, you could, but I like to deal with people. And I said, you know, that's a good response. I'm doing the same thing. So I went up to the window and I spoke to this woman, and she couldn't have been kinder. She checked me in, which I prefer the human aspect of anything anyway. You didn't have to, although you could be technologically savvy and sign in that way. You don't have to. You could use a real person, which is another thing that I loved about it. So that's exactly what I did. And they weren't disgusted, or they weren't, you know, you could have used that. And they were kind. She was a doll. I don't know her name, but what a sweetheart at the front desk. And checked me in, and I sat down, and I was filling out, you know, they give you this tablet that you fill in your information and answer some questions, and I don't mind doing any of that. It's very easy. And then Linda's wonderful assistant, Ashley, came out and took me back, and we just had such a nice conversation. She's a doll. So my experience from walking in to skipping over the technical part to the human connection to then the other human connection, Ashley, and I'm always a nervous wreck. No matter when I go to any facility, I'm always a nervous wreck to have tests, to have this, to have, yeah. It's just, the medical stuff scares me. So yeah. It's the whole thing. And then dealing, you know, Ashley working with me and then the intern that came in and then Dr. Thomas and having our conversations and the follow-up and everything they say they're going to do that I would need is sent to my pharmacy. And it was just a wonderful experience. So I personally cannot say enough about the Wright Center. I love, 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 love Dr. Linda Thomas. She's so thoughtful and so smart and so caring. And Linda actually was, Julie, was the 2025 Athena a winner. So she won last year. And, of course, I'm the proud recipient this year. So I love being with her. I love her. If there's no better feeling than to have someone you know taking care of you because you feel more secure, and at least I do. And I love dealing with women doctors. I just do. I try to use as many women doctors as I can. I love my male doctors as well, but there's always the women. I've always felt that way, and it's so wonderful that we have all of them at our disposal now. I just love it. And so, but that experience was such a wonderful thing for me. And as I noticed walking out, like I took notice, I'm like, it is 10 to 7. And there's a room full, a whole group of people still in there doing their jobs at 10 to 7 at night. And the difference between that and so many other practices is just astounding to me, because some of the other, you know, doctors I have to go to, with, you know, you see that. And I just want to point out that these people work, and they work, and they work, and it's later in the day, and they're still doing their thing. So hats off to all those who don't say, oh, we're close, it's racy. And I understand there's times like that, and I get that happens, and I get there's smaller practices, and I get all of it. It's just that it was a really cool feeling to walk out of there and say, there's a group of people still working in there at 7 o'clock at night. And that made me feel hopeful, and it made me feel good, and I felt very proud of the work that's being done, because it's not always a 9 to 5 or a 9 to 3 or a 7 to 3. People have different hours, and it was really good to be able to feel that my time was respected, and for my time and theirs as well. And it was just a mutual thing. I loved it. So big shout out to the Wright Center. I love my Kara Seitzinger, who worked very hard for that organization. She's a great lady, and I just want to give a big shout out to her, because working with Kara is always a joy. She's a kind person and does a wonderful job with the Wright Center as well. So just wanted to say that and shout out, and know that there are people who are looking beyond what their immediate care and thinking of other things. And I always like to catch people, as they tell you, Jewel, catch people being good. So doing good, being good, and that was it. And then I went to get, this was my weekend here, my week. I had my mammogram this week, and I went up to Advanced Imaging, which is run by Moses Taylor. It says right on it. And I know they're being sold. But I went in because I've always gone there, because that when the doctors used to own Advanced Imaging, a group of docs, they were wonderful. And Rose Broderick, I loved every minute of going there and being with them, because I did shows for them. It was great. And I go in for my mammogram, and I have to tell you, my mammogram was at quarter to three. I walked in at 5 minutes before. I had my method, the front desk, the ladies were great, took great care of me. It's a human connection. You walk in, you go right up, took care of me quickly. I signed my paperwork, sat down for 2 minutes, got called in, got changed, had the mammogram, got rechanged, walking out the door, and I walked out of there at 7 minutes after three and walked in at 20 minutes to two, three. And that was wow. All of that within that time frame. Efficient, fast, in a good way, went right. Over my questions, smoothed me, bing, bang, boom, boom, gone. Now, it wasn't crowded. She said it was a little bit of a slower day. But the fact that I got in immediately at the time, walked through, did what we had to do, not always a fun thing to do that, as you know. And I always say this, too. If a guy was going in for that, it would be fur-lined and warmed. And, you know, we go in and it's freezing cold and whoa, but you got to do it. And so if you didn't, that's another plus, too. If you didn't get your mammogram, make an appointment and go, because that is crucial. Because it hurts a little, but okay, so what? It's just squishy. It feels squishy, but you hold your breath, you don't feel it as much anyway, and then you're done. So, but it's so that's meaning that's the test part of it. So, because we need to take care of ourselves in that way too. And all of these checkups, and I'm someone who didn't do it, not mammograms. I've always done that. But I and gynecological visits I've always done. I couldn't get that word out too well, Jewel. But regular checkups, I'm the queen of putting everything off. 30 years it was at one until I went last year. So believe me, I know that. So, but I'm here to say it's so much better when you take care of yourself and know, make sure everything is okay. And as women, we need to do that too and think of ourselves and not just everybody else. So those are my public service announcements for the day. There we go, Jewel.
A good place
to anyway, thank you from the Wright Center, and thank you for Advanced Imaging. Good group of people. And we will be right back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show. We're going to skip our introductions today because we have a good friend with us who is a good friend of mine, and she has a wonderful opportunity for people to, as part of Women's History Month, which is the month of March. We're going to talk about an exciting event that's going to take place at the Genome Early Center right on the corner. Because there's a beautiful statue of Karen Ann Drasba, and we're going to talk a little bit more about her. She was a proud Scranton State Hospital School of Nursing graduate. She, and as I told you, Robin, my mom, Ann Cadden, RN, was a graduate of Scranton State, and I was born in Scranton State Hospital back in 1961, and my mom was a proud 1958 graduate of Scranton State. So we're going to talk a little bit, which is now the Genome Early Center. So we're going to talk about that. With me is Robin Medeiros. Robin is a dear friend of mine because we both sell real estate together. She's a full-time agent with Realty Network. Robin's been around. I met her at ERA many, many years back, and I loved her immediately because we were at a meeting, a continuing ed class, and Robin left her coat, and I brought it back, and that's when Robin and I became friends. Right, Rob?
It sure is. Long time ago, though.
That's right. So Robin Medeiros is also a fellow board member of mine on the Lackawanna County Commission for Women. Robin is also the immediate past president of the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors Board of Directors. And Robin is here. She's going to talk to you a little bit about this great event that's going to take place the day of the parade, which is the 14th of March at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, so it'll be after most of the festivities are over and traffic is a-flowing, and we're going to talk about that. So, Robin, welcome, first time on. Robin, you're supposed
Thank
to say
you.
First time on, long time listener, but we won't say that. Just go ahead, tell everybody what is going on with this great event.
Okay, so we wanted to find a way to celebrate National Women's Month. And what better way to do it than someone in our area that has a monument built to them, Carol Ann lived in Dunmore. And so we decided, we called in Stacy Garrity, the state treasurer, to come on in because she's a retired colonel, and to lay a wreath at the statue. But we have veterans from everywhere. We have women and men coming from all over for this. We're going to do it at 4 o'clock that day. When it's done, we are going to move over to the Steamtown Mall. John Bathalega graciously gave us the food court to use to just have light refreshments and, you know, and great conversation over there. We have a few women speaking, and Carol Ann's best friend is going to speak. And then, of course, Kim, who was the one that raised all the money for the statue, is going to speak. And the only other one besides Stacy that's speaking is a woman who runs the Women's Veterans Museum over in Pocono Mountains, I believe it is. She's coming in, and she's actually going to bring mannequins with the old uniforms on it and
cool.
set it up food court so that we could see them. Mm-hmm. And we'll also have
yep.
the photo albums of Carol Ann there. But she, you know, she died in 1966 in a helicopter crash, first woman to die in combat for the U.S., and it was during the Vietnam War. So we're going to honor her during National Women's Month.
And I think, and I've done a show for Kim. Kim Atkinson has done tremendous, tremendous work to get that statue. And that statue is absolutely beautiful. As I was telling you earlier in the week, Rob, when we had our board meeting, I said that statue with the cape and the nurse's cap and everything about that, that's exactly what my mother looked like in her regalia. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful statue. Kim worked so hard for that to be erected and placed where it is, and it's a beautiful position, and I absolutely love it. And the thing about Carol too, which we need to know, is that she's, you know, born and raised in Dunmore, Pennsylvania, so there's a lot of pride for that because she is a Dunmorean, and she did do beautiful work, and as a nurse and as a Vietnam veteran and being shot down as in a helicopter in, or I don't know if it's shot down, however it was, it happened, the actual crash. She was with her another woman in the helicopter, along with, as you said, that, which I forgot about, the woman's fiance was driving the helicopter. So a lot of stuff went on in a way that has to be history making, and having the statue erected in her memory and you presenting this and bringing attention to her once again is just a wonderful thing, especially because it's Women's History Month in March. So this is a great idea, and John Bathalega giving you the space, which is great. So you're going to have that and have some dignitaries and some speakers there, and then the plan is then to follow immediately at the food court at the mall to just have some more conversation and to see these mannequins of several of the uniforms from this museum in Stroudsburg. Is it Mount Pocono or Stroudsburg?
I think it's Mount Pocono.
Okay, but Monroe County, I should say. Okay.
Yeah.
So and it is free to the public, Robin, correct?
It is. It's free. I have all the women that are coming, I have them baking goods. And then I did get a check from someone. So I think what I'm going to end up doing is maybe ordering some pizza from downstairs and have them bring it on up. But it's just light refreshments. But we have an awful lot of veterans that are coming, even from the Wilkes-Barre area. We have veterans coming up from Monroe, from Susquehanna. We're going to have quite the crowd. I hope there's enough room around that statue. And
guess what? If it spills over, that's a good thing too. It's all good because, as you said, Stacy being what did you say, colonel?
Yes, she's a retired colonel.
Wow,
so.
A retired colonel. That's amazing. And her wanting to do that, that's a great thing. And to honor, and as you said too, this is a bipartisan event. This is, has nothing
is.
To do with any political side. It is all about honoring a woman who lost her life fighting for our country as the first woman killed in combat the Vietnam War. And to our credit, she's born and raised in our region, and we can't, you know, we can't ask for more than that for someone sacrificing their life for what she did. Number one, becoming a nurse and helping in that realm, but also then fighting for our country, which is remarkable. So will that history, I'm sure when she speaks, she'll talk a little bit about the history of Carol Ann. Is that the part that she'll talk about, Rob?
She will. Yes, because I spoke to her yesterday. I also spoke to the woman who's the veteran that runs the museum in Mount Pocono also yesterday. They're all, you know, it's great to put together something like this because it makes life easy because everybody's on board with it. It's all of us working together. It's great. I think it's wonderful. So
I love
we're
it.
Gonna have it going. And yes, and then she did die. What they were doing were they were flying low over the trees, and they got tangled up in some wires. And
okay,
that's how
so it wasn't I? Yeah, I said, and that's why Ruth said I don't think after I said it that that's not what happened. But okay, there we go. But yeah, I don't want to give any misinformation there, Robin. So that's why I said, that wasn't right, Laurie.
Yeah, and we're gonna. Her best friend was that Elizabeth Jones that was in the helicopter with her,
mm-hmm.
and Elizabeth was engaged to the pilot, and Carol Ann was going to be her matron of honor. So there's a lot of stuff behind that, and she was quite a remarkable woman. So, yeah, and I've called all of the nursing schools, and I did just get another call back from Marywood University. She wants the flyer for me to email it to her right now, and hopefully we'll have a bunch of nurses there also. So, and then
That would be nice.
Kim Atkinson asked for Pastor Jack to do the prayer, so he is. And then of course Judge Munley said, "Well, I'm coming." And you know, so we're gonna have a nice group of just and we'll honor this woman during National
as the way she should be. Yes. And let me tell you, Jack Munley is a doll too. He presided over one of my best friends, and speaking of that, Lynn Evans, who was part of my show, the Laurie and Lynn show for years.
Yep.
My love, Lynn, who passed away almost 2 years ago. She a year and a half, and he did her memorial service, and he was wonderful. I loved him, and Tom Munley is truly one of the greatest guys around, and such an advocate of veterans, and a perfect location to have it right there at the Geno Murley, because they do such wonderful work with the veterans they have and that they take care of. We were just there the other day. A friend of ours, Lynn's husband, is a veteran, and he is living at the Geno Murley, good old Patrick DiNapoli. Meyer and I picked him up. He listened to some music. Doug Smith's band plays there an awful lot. And it's great. And we took him out for dinner, and he's doing great. And he said, "I love it at the Geno Murley Center." So there you go. Big plug for that. So, Robin, thank you for this 4 o'clock on the 14th of March at the Carol Ann Drasko location right on Mulberry Street. And is it Mifflin? It's the corner of Mulberry and Mifflin?
I'm not sure what that street is.
I think it is, or Franklin. It's one or the other there. I can't remember. But, I think it's Franklin.
There's a parking
there we
lot
go.
Right
on the
that John Basaliga owns also, and his guy reached out to me yesterday because I had a question of whether or not we could park there for free because parade day, and they said absolutely. And by then, a lot of the crowd of the parade will be gone.
Oh, yeah. It'll be gone.
So,
Robin, thank you for – thank you for all your hard work, and thanks for taking this call on pulling off an exit on 81 to help me with this. So we appreciate the knowledge. And Rob, I'm going to show up, so I'll see you down there for that. Okay.
You got it. Thanks for.
Okay, honey, and you take care. Thank you very much. Oh,
okay.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
And everyone else, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. As always, we thank you. Thank you. And in the meantime, be safe and please be nice. Bye.